as the sky. We lift you high. We hands up, hearts open, wide as we cry. God, we lift your name high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as the sky. We lift you high. We lift you high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as we cry. God, we lift your name high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as the sky. We lift you high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as we cry. God, we lift your name high. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you. Let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you. Let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you. Let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. 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 We lift you high. 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 We lift you higher. We lift you high. We lift you high. We lift you high. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you. Let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. until there's only you, let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Like a fire, like a flood, come however you want, however you want, with your power, with your love, come however you want, however you want, like a fire, like a flood, come however you want, however you want, with your power, with your love, come however you want, however you want. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you, let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Hands up, hearts open, wide as the sky. We lift you high, we lift you high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as we cry. God, we lift your name high, we lift you high. We lift you high, we lift you higher, we lift you high, 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 we lift you higher. We lift you high, we lift you high, we lift you high. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you, let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you, let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place.
At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter. Greeter, are you there?
Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you. You are so good. Thank you for our Lord, our Savior, our healer, our deliverer, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for Dr. Vanessa, for Dr. PK, for what you're doing in Mother Josie and their families, Lord, for the TMC team, for the family members of the TMC, family, family, family. We belong to you. You reign. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. Thank you for the friends that are on the call and all of our Master's Call family members. You are so good to us. Thank you for just loving us so much, giving us your peace, your strength, your joy. Without you, Lord God, we would be nothing. But in you we live and move and have our being. So we glorify your holy name, and we will shout it out, shout it to the mountaintop. Let everyone know that you reign and you've taken a place in our lives and in our hearts. And as the word comes forward today, we thank you in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Love you dearly. Take it away.
I love you more. Thank you so much for seating us and greeting us this morning. Thank you for opening up with that phenomenal and powerful prayer. God bless you, Minister Robin, and to Psalmist Kaylin. Yes, let all the other names fade away, for we know that Jesus, his presence and his place has been taken here on the Master's Call. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to each and every single one of you. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California, and I greet you with Jesus' joy on this winning Wednesday, and I thank each and every single one of you for dialing in to the Master's Call. So many new names coming in on the line this morning, and we welcome each and every single one of you, and we ask that you would bring a friend and share this call with someone. Send a text out, even right now, and just invite someone to join you here on the Master's Call, where lives are enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day. So this call started back on October the 25th of 2010. Yes, we're over 10 years here on the Master's Call. And we thank God for our two phenomenal co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Like I say all the time, if it was not for their yes, we would not have the opportunity to gather here at this divine and appointed time. So we thank God that they said yes, and now we're able to gather here in this telecommunication sanctuary every single Monday through Friday. We have not missed a day in over 10 years. That is something to give God the praise for. Really, it is. And so you're probably wondering, how did this even start? Well, it started because at one time or another, we all have been connected to a phenomenal company called Artist Life, which was started by the Diaz de Leon family over 31 years ago. And if you have not tried the product, all I can tell you is an appointment with artists will change your life. So get back with the person that invited you to this call, and they will be more than glad to share with you what Artist Life is truly about. Our theme this year for the Master's Call is, and you say this along with me, and if you don't know what it is and where I find this at, you could go to our website to find this thing. And our website is www, or you don't even have to use that anymore, right? You could just type in themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. But our theme in 2021, God's strategic shifting prophetic suddenly and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. Mark 16, 15, and 20. Yes, 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 that is what we're decreeing and declaring, and we're standing in agreement on for 2021. And we invite you to stand in agreement with us on that too. Yes, yes, yes. And we want to let you know, if you've been sitting here and you're wondering, you know what, I think I want to be a greeter. Yes, I do. I think I want to host a call like what Tiffany's doing right now. I could do that. That's pretty simple. Maybe there's a song that you want to sing. You're a worshiper out there. We would love for you to join our worship team. So if that is you and you feel that God is nudging you and pushing you to do something different, then we invite you to come on over here and join us here on our leadership team. Please send an email to info@themasterscall.net. In our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. We are on day 24 of our corporate fast, and so today we pray as we finish this week and the end of the month with great success. We pray that we are filled with the spirit of excellence, effectiveness, and completion of all our assignments. We pray we operate like Jesus as servant leaders. We pray for the total success of our February Super Saturdays and Extravaganza 2021. We pray for the prospects to come out to each gathering in great numbers. We pray that the video and audio equipment will work properly. We pray that as ministers in the marketplace, the anointing of God will be present from the beginning to the end of everyone's event. We pray for increase in our teams and increase in ourselves. God send the prosperity. Hallelujah. As we beseech thee, O Lord, send now. Now, N-O-W, prosperity. Psalm 118:23-25 says, this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee. Send now prosperity. Yes, so you can find our directives on our website, but now it is time for us to hear the speaker. And then I want to let you know after this call, it is Awareness Wednesday on the New Morning Motivational Call with the Phenomenal Flanagan. I will come back and give you the topic. The number for that is 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617-POUND. But let me get the speaker up right now. This speaker, man, me and her go back a long way. We actually attended high school together in 1980. We began school together in Inglewood, California. And who would have ever thought that I would be in North Carolina 2 years ago at a church, her church, actually, and I was talking to the CEO of Eno Cosmetics, and we were just having, you know, conversation because I was out there in a training, and I just happened to look at Ruth talking to Denise, and I said, wow, she looks very familiar. Now, keep in mind, I'm visiting North Carolina, and I'm looking at her, and I hear her voice. And after their conversation, I just happened to say, hey, Denise, by any chance, is her name Ruth Moore? And she says, yeah, but that's not her last name now. But, yeah, Ruth Smith, Ruth Moore. Yes, that is her. So I happened to say, excuse me, young lady, is your name Ruth? And she says, yes, I am Ruth. And she said, and who are you? Your face looks familiar, but I just don't remember your name. And I said, Tiffany Lauderdale, and she said, oh, my goodness. And we gave each other the most joyous hug, and I'm just saying she is definitely a woman of God. She is a mother. She is a kingdom builder. She loves the Lord, and she loves the kingdom work. I am so glad that she accepted the invitation to come and visit us here on the Master's Call, because she has been sitting here with us. But not only that, she said, you know what, let me be a part of this leadership team. So I want to bring to the floor this morning a lady who is royal, a lady who is underestimated in the world, a lady who is the truth, a lady who has a heart of gold. And at this time, without further ado, I bring to the line to each and every single one of you our amazing vessel for this morning, Ruth Moore Smith. Are you out there this morning?
Yes, good morning, my sister. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Take it away, sis.
Well, thank you, sweet song, for that very beautiful and kind introduction. I am so glad and so thankful to our Lord and Savior for allowing me this opportunity to encourage you all this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So want to give honor to the leaders of this call, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. Once again, thank you for being willing to allow the Lord to use you both in a mighty way. Thank you to my leadership team, and thank you for each and every individual that takes the time very early in the morning, makes the sacrifice to get on the Master's Call to hear song and praises and a word from our Lord. Today, I would like to talk to you from St. John, chapter 4, verses 4 through 24. I would invite each and every one of you to take time, sometime this week, to actually read verses 4 through 24 of St. John, chapter 4. And the title of the message comes from my pastor in Raleigh, North Carolina, Dr. Jeffrey Chapman, Sr. And towards the end of the message, I'll give my commentary that the Lord gave to me at about midnight tonight. It's called Wrestling with a Spirit of Discontentment. And I do believe, excuse me, that this message is very appropriate for today's time, because even though we are saved and washed in the blood, and we pray and we're fasting now, and we do our best to encourage one another, the spirit of discontentment, being disenchanted, just being frustrated, visits our doorstep from time to time, but the key is not to stay there. And there's a thirst for something greater. There's a thirst for the Lord, and that's that God-sized hole that is in each of us that can only be filled by a relationship with our Savior and our King. Anything in the world simply cannot fill that, not relationships with men, women, our children, or with our jobs, or even our church relationship. Nothing can fill that void. So our Lord is not concerned about giving us a story to preach. He has given us instructions. Truth is greater than a sermon. In the text, we often minimize the story about the promiscuous or loose Samaritan woman. That's kind of sometimes all that we remember about the woman at the well. The book of John initially proclaims Yeshua the Christ as the manifestation of our Father. This woman had five husbands and a circumstance. Some of us can relate to that. It's difficult not to be distracted by this woman's situation. Be careful, and this is a caution, be careful how you may point out this woman's sexual issue. the Lord dealt with the woman's deeper issue. So not just what we see on the surface. I always say, before you pass judgment or think one way about someone's situation, just stop and think. You never know what they have dealt with, what they are presently dealing with, and what they may be going into. In other words, heading into a storm. You never know. So he dealt with her deeper issue. Oftentimes we deal with the surface, but as we know, our Lord and Savior goes deep into our very soul. You can see that the experience that she had at the well and before she got to the well was utter frustration, just in her life and in her relationships. It was obvious. And of course, our Lord knows all. And I'm praying that I can get through this message. If not, we'll definitely have a part two. So she sees the Lord through the lens of how she views men. And that's very important because often our life experiences will project what we've experienced in the world on someone that we're going towards, when actually that person can be the one that we need, the true living water. So remember, it was the religious folks that had an issue with our Savior. This Samaritan woman went to the well that Jacob built. She went to get water, and she went at a time when no men were around. So that was strategic, that, you know, she just was truly going, despite of what she had done in her past and what she was currently doing. She went at a time when she knew no men would be around to get her water from the well. She thought he would handle her when she, you know, because Jesus was already at the well, and that's why I say you have to go back and read the scripture. But I fast forward to say that when she saw Yeshua at the well, she thought he was like any other man she had encountered. So, of course, she had her guards up. You can work the kingdom like you work the streets. Yeshua knew why he came to the well, because why? He always walks in perfect purpose and perfect timing. We have been broken by past experiences. The thirst initiated the conversation, but the woman's thirst was a priority for our King. She goes into a religious explanation of why she is at the well, because, of course, Yeshua asked her to fetch him some water. We throw our religious experiences up and begin to debate about what we do for the church, what we want others to know, and who we are, and titles and things of that nature. Who cares? It's not healing anyone. It's just a bunch of tradition that made and man-made rules that we often get entangled in religious things and not true relationship. You can all say you are still alive and live this life. Sometimes we blame our issues on this, and it's being ritualistic with rules and people running in and out of the church. Stop making finding the Lord difficult for others and yourself. You never know who's seeking. So as we run in and out the church or virtual church or whatever we're doing, just remember there are so many who are seeking, and they're watching you, and you are their testimony. And oftentimes you're the only scripture that they'll ever read just by watching our witness. Quit trying to make a doctrine out of things you do. Quit looking for a title and recognition. Just do the job that's in due season, and you shall reap. Be humble. And stop hiding behind titles. The integrity of the sermon. The Bible is meant for teaching. Foundational truth. Any rule that is not a universal rule is not of the Lord. So make sure we align our rules and regulations and policies and procedures with that lines up with the Lord. The Lord did not come to the well and give her 10 commandments and beat the woman, the Samaritan woman, over the head with the Bible. He saw the woman's need. It's very important. She was unsatisfied with her life, and she had a spirit of discontentment, thus dissatisfied unrest about her very own disappointments and decisions that she had made within her life. You can be attractive and be miserable and lonely simultaneously. You are not satisfied with anything. I wonder why. You can be all dressed up, and Lord knows we can dress up with a nice car and a beautiful home, lots of money spent up. There's lots of money, billions of dollars, in fact, spent on cosmetic surgery and plastic surgery. And still, we are not satisfied with ourselves, always seeking more. So there's a thirst and a hunger for the world's water when it's the living water of Yeshua, our King, that this Samaritan woman needs, and that we as men, women, and children need the water from the living well so that we may not thirst anymore. Women who give up everything for their husband and want to give up just their entire lives, we have to remember to keep things in order, putting the Christ first and submitting to him daily and taking care of our children and our family and our households. But we must have our Lord at the center of our life. He runs our ship. He pilots our plane. He is the one that we hunger and thirst for. He is our living water. Caution, when you are thirsty, you are vulnerable. This goes for man, woman, or child. If a child is hungry, they'll scream, holler, they'll do anything. They'll act out because they're trying to meet that need. And the same for adult women and men. When we are hungry, we have to be careful because we'll fill that hunger with unhealthy foods, our unhealthy relationships, our unhealthy thoughts, when what we really need to do is infuse our very spirit, our very being, with the living water, Yeshua the King. Stop keeping people bound and labeling people by what they did in their past. It's very important. Hammering on them for their failures, their failed marriages, their failed relationships, their failed businesses are sexual sins. The issue is you fell in love with the church and not a relationship with Yeshua, our King. We have to make sure we keep things in heavenly and holy order. We fall in love with the Lord first. That's our relationship. For the Lord is love, agape love, true love, everlasting love without failing. And the Lord has been touched by all points of humanity. He has experienced every infirmity, every trial, every tribulation. So you never go through anything that he hasn't, in his fully God and fully man, he hasn't experienced that very thing. And here's the good news. He overcame it. So he walked on this earth as fully man and appeared to the woman at the well as a man, but still fully our Savior. The Lord deals with the root of the issue, not just the cravings of our flesh. This Samaritan woman was trying to avoid flesh, and she used it like a game. When someone has been hurt, they see everything through damaged eyes because they're hurt and that hurt hasn't been healed. She reduced Yeshua as a man, as any other man she saw. So I will need to continue this message, a part two, at a later time. I will ask this question before my time is up. Where has your heart led you? The Samaritan woman was at the well, and she was broken. So when we're broken, our heart is broken. It needs to be healed. Who can heal our infirmities? Only our Lord and Savior, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, Jehovah Nisi, our banner, our protection, our shield. He goes before us as if or when we are in war and we are battling against flesh and blood. Should we be battling against flesh and blood or the principalities that are occurring in the heavenlies? So at this time, I'll pass the call back to our host. Tiffany, are you there?
I am here. Ruth, wow. Wow, Minister Ruth, what a on-time word that was for today. I am awaiting part two. I'm sure it is going to be a continuation. Thank you so much, women of God, for sharing those words of encouragement, edification, and empowerment with us and instructions this morning. I will be calling you back momentarily for you to give us the benediction for this day. But let us take the moment to go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you, first of all, for your presence here. God, we lift you high. We lift you high. We lift you high, God. And so we trust that you, God, will orchestrate this day. We surrender ourselves to you. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would have your way in and through each and every single one of us. We ask right now that our thoughts will be like yours, God. We ask that we won't base anything on our emotion or our feelings, but that we would just follow the steps that you have already predestined for your life, for our lives, God. We thank you, Father, that we are healed, that we are delivered, that we are whole, that we are satisfied. We thank you that we are saved. We thank you that we are covered by your blood. We thank you that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and we thank you that all of our needs are supplied according to your riches and glory, God. We thank you for Minister Ruth, and we thank you for the message that you gave to her to share with us through her pastor and her part, God. We thank you that these are instructions for us, God, and I pray that we will follow. And so we, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for everything. And we know that with you, we can do all things, and without you, we can't do anything. So we pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven in this day and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So if you would like to go back and listen to the replay of this call, please dial 712-432-1085. Use the access code 957-677-pound. You can go to our website, themasterscall.net. You will also see Ruth's entire bio there, along with all of the bios for all of the speakers and leaders here on the Master's Call. We will be headed over to Awareness Wednesday on the new morning motivational or the morning motivational call with the Phenomenal Flanagans. And so today the topic is coffee and conversation. So that can be a whole lot of different things, but you won't know unless you call in and find out. But it's going to be about wellness, okay? So I'll at least let you know that. But go ahead and dial in to 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-pound. And that's right after we hang up from here, because right now with this COVID-19 going on, we got to make sure that our wellness is what comes first. Before you do anything else, make sure that you have your wellness intact. It's very, very, very important. Okay, so I want to say thank you again to Psalmist Kalen. I want to say thank you again to Minister Robin. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to Ruth Moore Smith for sharing that profound message with us this morning. Okay, and remember, this is day 24 of our fast, and we are praying as we finish this work week and the end of the month with great success. We pray that we are filled with the spirit of excellence, effectiveness, and completion of all our assignments, we pray and that we will operate like Jesus as servant leaders. We pray for the total success of our February Super Saturdays and Extravaganza 2021. We pray that the prospects come out to each gathering in great numbers. We pray that the video audio equipment will work properly and these phone devices. We pray that as ministers in the marketplace, the anointing of God will be present from the beginning to the end of everyone's event. We pray for increase in our teams and increase in our sales. God, send the prosperity as we beseech thee, O Lord. Send now prosperity. And please read Psalms 118:23-25. Okay? This has been an awesome and amazing day. We woke up winning, so go through this day knowing that you are a winner and you are more than a conqueror. It has been a pleasure for me to get up early in the morning and serve as your hostess. Have an awesome and amazing day. Minister Ruth, can you please come back and close us out for today?
Lord, go before each and every one of us and keep us in your mighty way. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.